Hello.
My name is Michael, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call? I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Okay, what this call is for, sir?
This is the Alabama Unemployment.
Okay, yeah. I was calling the do my unemployment. I had done it, tried to do it on November the 18th. My name is Royal Harris.
Okay. You want to file for a new claim?
Yes, sir. I was off since the 9th this week. Passed. But I also was off for September all the way up to the 21st of November.
Wait. So you are working now, but you want to file for a week that has been passed?
No, I'm currently still employed, but I'm not working. My workout time at the UA was the 9th, which was Friday. So I won't go back to work till the 9th of January.
Okay. Can I get your social security number?
Yes, sir. It'll be 421. 16420.
No, your full social security number.
421-216-420.
Okay. 421-216-120.
Sir.
Is that your social security number?
Yes.
Hello?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. So, can I get your first name?
My name is Royal, R-O-Y-A-L.
Your middle initial?
It's C. Last
and
name, H-A-R-R-I-S, Junior.
And your date of birth?
05/04/1985.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, sir.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
English.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces? Okay.
Over. No, I did.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I completed, graduated from 12th grade.
Can I get your... Oh, go ahead, sir.
I graduated 12th grade. I got a diploma, and that's the last grade that I completed. I don't have any degrees or anything. I just got work experience.
Can I get your mother's maiden name?
Mother's?
Mm-hmm. Your mother's maiden name.
Marie Mayfield, which is not her married name.
You said her last name is Mayfield. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a driver's license?
I have a non-driver's license.
Okay. Can I get the non-driver's ID number?
Yes, sir. I have it right here. 5-7-5-8-6-4-1.
Well, you said I-5-5-8-6-4-1.
No, I-7-5.
I-7-5.
Yeah. 8-6-4-1.
Would you like to receive your payment through direct deposit or the benefits card? Direct
that
deposit.
My Chime card. Yeah, direct deposit.
Is it a checking or savings account?
It would be checking.
Can I get your routing number?
Yes, sir. Let me get that for you real quick. I have to pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pull that up for you right now. I have you on speakerphone.
Okay.
Well, I gotta get it for you. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I was just making sure because the last time I tried to file, it was on November the 18th. And service was messing up on my phone because it rained and then messed up the service. But I'm pulling up the information for you as well right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just type code in. I'm going to pull the card up right now. So I'm in account number as well. It's a little slow, so you got to bear with me a little bit. Sir.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the best service.
Yeah.
I thought you could bear with me.
Yes, sir. I understand.
Yeah, that's good for these children.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good.
Please check my connection. Let me check my Wi-Fi real quick. This is my number as well, so if we have a drop call with this network service, it will be me, that number that you just called.
Yes, sir.
That was my problem the last time when I was trying to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, I'm pull up the information. Take his time. You still with me?
Yes, sir.
The account number will be on the back of my phone card.
Okay. The bank account number will be. Go ahead, sir.
Sure. It's pulling up now. It's just going slow.
Oh, okay. And the Chime account, is it a tradition bank account? Is it a bank account?
Yes, sir, it is. It's my work card. Okay, I'm in now. Let me see if I can get the information to you yet.
Mm-hmm.
Going to settings. Okay, the route number 03-110-1279.
And your account number?
The account number is 3891303-53151.
Okay, so routing number you said 03110127.
Oh, you say route number? Yeah, 03110127.
And account number is 389-130. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, so account number 389-130-353-151.
Yes, sir.
Can I get your mailing address?
My name is Royal Harris.
No. Your mailing address.
Oh, it's REV 1305 Reverend, which is REV. O.F. Harvey Street, Northport, Alabama. Area code 35476.
Okay, so you said 1305.
Yes,
you said REV.
Yes, sir.
Then you said OS Harvey Street.
Yes, sir.
Northport,
Alabama.
35476. Okay. Is residence address different from the above mailing address?
Sir?
Is the residence address different from the mailing address?
That's my house.
Sir?
Address?
Has your address changed in the last year?
I had another house, but I didn't stay there long. It was like 3 months.
Okay.
But I never filed anything for it.
Can I get your...
This is my actual house. I stayed at it for 30 some years plus.
Okay. Can I get your phone number?
It is 205-887-3418. The number that you just called.
And your email address?
It's lowercase ROYAL. HARRIS, which is my name, 1985 at gmail.com.
Okay. Okay. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, sir. It was in 2018, the last time I filed, which is to see on your, I had already called on November the 18th, and they told me exactly when I filed the last time. It was in 2018. I was working for ARD Logistics.
Wait, your social security number one more time. You said 421-216-120.
216-420. It's 421-216-420.
Okay.
Yes, sir. It should pull up everything from my last transaction. I did it from 2018, probably 6 months. Well, no, probably about 4 or 5 months. But I also worked at Jack, World of Beer, in a lot of places since then. So it's Christmas time and I was trying to get something together for the children. How long will you think this process will be able to go through for me to receive compensation?
2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks?
Yes, sir.
So I got to wait till almost January to be able to receive any compensation?
Right.
Well, January. I mean, that's understandable. I know it's hard right now and kind of slow with the mailing process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know all that. I really appreciate you.
Yes,
for working with me. You said 2 to 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do I have to do? I have to call every Sunday or
I'm going to explain everything, sir.
Sir?
I said I am going to explain everything, sir.
Okay. I was moving too fast one.
Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions based on your background. In what city is 9632 Montauk Avenue? Based on your background, in what city is 9632 Montauk Avenue? Is it in Alberta, Gardendale, Talladega, Vestavia, or have never been associated with this address?
It's 1305 Port Street, Northport, Alabama. They just changed my street address. So if that would work for you better, would you like to put that address in?
No, sir. My question was based on your background. In what city is 9632? Montauk
Based on my
Avenue.
Work, sir.
Based on your background, in what city is 9632 Montauk Avenue? Is it in Alberta, Gardendale, Talladega, Vestavia, or none of the above?
No, I was not staying in Alberta. I was just there for a minute, but. Alberta is one of the places that I had went to for a second, but I wasn't there long. I was working for Jack while I was there, but I moved back to Norfolk.
Okay. In which of the following cities does Marietta Harris currently live or own property? Auburn, Alabama.
Marie Harris stayed on 1305 12th Street.
No, sir. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, sir. All right. So the question was, in which of the following cities does Marietta Harris currently live or own property?
Not Marietta Harris. Her name is Marie.
Okay. In which of the following cities does Marie Harris currently live or own property? Auburn, Alabama. Gothersville, Alabama, Hoover, Alabama, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, none of the above.
Oh, you don't have that on file. Her name is Mayfield. My last name is Harris.
Sir, one more time. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir.
The question one more time says, in which of the following cities does Marietta Harris currently live or own property? Auburn, Alabama, Gunnersville, Alabama, Hoover, Alabama, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, or none of the above?
Okay, well, you're saying the name wrong, sir. Her name is Marie.
Sir, I am saying the name that is stated in the questions that was given for me to ask you to file the claim, sir. The name stays Marietta Harris.
Sir, her name is Marie, M-A-R-I-E.
Okay, sir. Okay, so in what city does she live in?
Northport, Alabama, which is Tuscaloosa County.
That's all I needed. Yes, sir. All right. Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 205-758-00.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 205-758-0082, 205-758-0219, 205-758-7214, 205. Okay. Said no for this.
I appreciate that because that
did you work?
Number. I remember that number like the back of my hand.
Did you work in another state?
I actually remember the number before that one. It was 366-9077.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Sir? Did I do what?
Did you work in another state?
No, sir.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? Hello.
No, sir, I haven't worked for the government.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18? Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
TRH?
TRA. TRA certification.
You said TRH?
TRA.
You talking about core glass industry?
No, sir. The TRA stands for Trade Readjustment Allowance. So do you have that certification?
Core glass industry?
No, sir.
I worked for core glass industry in 2019. They was CRA's job notification. Can you hear me, sir?
Sir, can you hear me? My question was, did you receive notification
Hello?
That you have TRA certification?